three-dimensional computed tomography analysis of mandibular morphology in patients with facial asymmetry and mandibular retrognathism. Evaluation of mandibular asymmetry doesn't always localize the asymmetry to one part of the mandible or another. A common area of interest is in the condyle, where a mandibular growth occurs, but changes do occur elsewhere in the mandible. The authors of this study hypothesize that the mandible might be composed of different skeletal units that could be evaluated independently, and then correlations in changes between these units could be derived that give a better understanding of where differences exist between right and left sides. The authors divided the mandible into several parts: condylar process, coronoid process, angular process, alveolar process, body, and chin. From these, they made linear and angular measures to establish, if possible, which mandibular units are responsible for asymmetry. They also used a midline plane to determine differences in mandibular volume between right and left sides. 50 cone beam computed tomography images were collected for this study. To be included, the subjects had to be at least 19 years old, have an A and B angle of 4 degrees or greater, a mandibular plane angle either greater than 32 degrees or less than 40 degrees, no history of trauma or joint disease, and no systemic diseases. For horizontal reference, the authors used the Frankfurt plane and then constructed a mid-sagittal plane perpendicular to Frankfurt and through nasion. Landmark placement was performed in all three axes on the CBCT images. For volume assessment, the mandible was divided in half, left and right, and each half was further divided into ramus and body volumes. The authors divided the total sample into two groups, depending on the deviation of menton from the vertical reference plane. Group 1, called the symmetry group, had deviations of menton less than 2 millimeters, and the second, called the asymmetry group, had deviations of menton more than 4 millimeters from the vertical reference plane. Both groups were about equally divided between male and female subjects. The results of the study showed that for group 1, the symmetry group, there were essentially no left-right differences. For the asymmetry group, there were significant left-right differences noted. The deviated side, meaning the side to which menton was deviated, showed significantly smaller condylar, coronoid, and body measurements, and the condyles on the deviated side were found to be narrower than on the non-deviated sides. The authors report that the condylar unit was significantly shorter on the deviated side. Volumetrically, both the ramus and body volumes were found to be smaller on the deviated sides. Additionally, menton deviation was positively correlated with mandibular ramus volume and condylar unit length. There seem to be two main areas of the mandible that are implicated in the location of asymmetry: the condylar unit and the body units, which the authors found were both shorter on the deviated side. However, the deviation was not correlated with body unit length, only with the condylar unit length. The implication is that a deviation of menton from the midline reference could indicate that condylar unit length on the shorter side is the source of the asymmetry. Another interesting finding was that the coronoid unit length on the deviated side was shorter than on the non-deviated side. One theory that they proposed to explain this is that because the coronoid process is the attachment point for the temporalis muscle, the difference in coronoid unit size could be related to left-right differences in the temporalis muscle volume, and therefore muscle activity. However, a study that they cite from Suzuki et al. In 2017 found that even in cases of hemifacial microsomia, the volume of the temporalis muscle does not differ between left and right sides. In this current study, the coronoid length was not correlated with menton deviation, despite the difference in size compared to the non-deviated sides. They further theorized that muscular activity might be different, and this might account for the size differences noted, but that would require additional research. Overall, three of the skeletal units of the mandible, the condylar, coronoid, and body units, were found to be implicated in the mandibular asymmetry noted.